In a few moments, we will hear these words again. Remember that you are dust. When we hear these words, many of us think of Genesis chapter 3. You probably know the story. The Lord God formed Adam from the Adamah, which is the Hebrew word for soil. So Adam is more of a description than a name, the dirt man. The Lord planted a garden for the dirt man and filled it with plenty of things to eat and enjoy. There was only one rule: eat anything you want, but don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And eventually the dirt man got lonely. God made the animals to keep him company, but none of them were quite right. So the Lord formed a woman from the man who was made from the earth. And the dirt man and the woman lived in the garden in harmony with God and with all creation, and all was well. And then one day, a serpent tricked the woman into wanting more. The serpent said that eating from the tree would open her eyes and make her wise like God. And so she ate from the tree, and she gave the fruit to the dirt man, and he ate. And immediately their eyes were open, and they both wanted more. They wanted clothes, which they had never heard of. They wanted privacy, which they had never needed. They wanted to blame each other rather than live in peace. And as a result of all of this, God realized the garden was no longer a safe place to be. They would have to leave. And as they left, God said, "Dust you are, and to dust you will return." So because of that story, when we hear, "Remember that you are dust," we often remember leaving the garden. We remember our tendency to break the rules. We remember our desire for things that are not good for us. We remember the disharmony of the world and our part in it. The Hebrew word for dust is also the word used for ashes, so dust reminds us also of our mortality. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. But what if God's words were intended not as condemnation, but instruction? What if God was saying, as you go out into the world, remember who you are, remember what you came from, remember what you can be? For dust is where we all began, isn't it? According to the story, we all came from the dust of the earth, and not just us. According to the story, plants and trees grew from the same ground. Animals were formed by God from the same ground. Everything that is came from the same source. And dust is our common ground. Dust is a reminder of everything that we share with all of creation. We are all dust, all of us, and to dust we will all return. Back to the ground of our being. And how different the world is when we see ourselves as part of it. When we recognize that we need the plants and the animals and they need us. When we see that we need other people and they need us. We are all made of the same stuff. So many of our challenges in life come from forgetting that truth. And when God sees us as a parent sees a child. I look at my grown-up children now and still see their baby faces and marvel at who they have become. And God looks at us and sees how far we have come, despite being made of nothing but dirt. And so I want to point out that Genesis 3 is actually not one of the lessons for Ash Wednesday. I reminded us of the story, but we do not read about Adam and Eve and original sin and rebellion today. What we do read is Psalm 103. Oh God, you are full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness. As a parent cares for a child, so do you care for those who fear you. For you yourself know whereof we are made. You remember that we are but dust. Yes, this world is not what God originally intended. Yes, we sometimes make a mess of things. Yes, we sometimes feel incredibly fragile and wonder if we can keep it all together. But this day, we remember that we are not alone, and it is not all up to us. This day, we remember that God knows us and loves us and invites us to return. This day, we remember that God knows our weakness and our potential. God knows our struggle and our strength. We are dust, we are fragile, we are temporary, and yet we are capable. We are capable of repairing the breach and restoring the streets as the prophet envisioned. We are capable of giving and praying and fasting as Jesus invited. We are capable of knowing God and knowing others and being light in the world. But we can only do these things when we remember who we are, that we are one part of a glorious whole made and loved by God. And so in that spirit, here is a poem titled A Blessing for Ash Wednesday by Jan Richardson. All those days you felt like dust, like dirt, as if all you had to do was turn your face toward the wind and be scattered to the four corners or swept away by the smallest breath as insubstantial. Did you not know what the Holy One can do with dust? This is the day we freely say we are scorched. This is the hour we are marked by what has made it through the burning. This is the moment we ask for the blessing that lives within the ancient ashes, that makes its home inside the soil of this sacred earth. So let us be marked not for sorrow, and let us be marked not for shame. Let us be marked not for false humility or for thinking less than we are, but for claiming what God can do within the dust, within the dirt, within the stuff of which the world is made, and the stars that blaze in our bones, and the galaxies that spiral inside the smudge we bear. Friends, remember that you are dust, and remember what God can do with dust. Amen.